Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Blockchain Basics, a non-technical introduction in 25 steps by Daniel Drescher, is designed for readers who keep hearing about blockchain, Bitcoin, and distributed ledgers, but do not want to start with code or dense mathematics. The book takes a guided, step-by-step route, using short conceptual building blocks that accumulate into a clear picture of what a blockchain is and what it is not. Rather than assuming prior knowledge of cryptography, networking, or finance, it explains the essential ideas behind digital signatures, hashing, peer-to-peer communication, consensus, and incentives in accessible language. Drescher focuses on the reasoning that connects these parts, helping readers understand how blockchains can create shared records without a central authority. The 25-step structure also makes it easy to pause, review, and connect each new concept to the overall system. The result is a practical mental model for evaluating blockchain claims in business, policy, and everyday conversations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a stepwise mental model of what a blockchain really is, the book's central contribution is its incremental approach to building a blockchain from simple ideas. Instead of presenting blockchain as a monolithic invention, it starts with the basic problem of keeping reliable records and then shows why digital environments complicate trust, ownership, and verification. Each step introduces one concept and explains what problem it solves, so readers can see the chain of reasoning that leads to a blockchain design. This method helps clarify a common confusion. A blockchain is not a single technology, but an arrangement of multiple mechanisms that together create a shared ledger. By separating the components, the reader learns to distinguish data structures from governance rules and cryptographic tools from economic incentives. This mental model becomes useful when comparing different blockchain projects, since not all systems use the same assumptions, levels of decentralization, or security trade-offs. The stepwise structure also encourages critical thinking. If you can identify which step a proposed solution depends on, you can assess what happens when that assumption fails. For non-technical readers, this is a practical way to gain genuine understanding without needing to program or memorize formulas. Secondly, cryptographic building blocks without the math. A major barrier for newcomers is the belief that blockchain cannot be understood without advanced cryptography. Drescher addresses this by explaining core cryptographic ideas in plain language, focusing on purpose rather than calculation. The book introduces concepts such as hashing, digital fingerprints, asymmetric keys, and digital signatures as tools for integrity and authentication. Readers learn why a hash helps detect tampering, why a signature can prove control over an identity, and how these tools enable verification by anyone in the network. Importantly, the discussion connects cryptography to real-world needs like preventing forgery, ensuring that data has not changed, and allowing participants to validate transactions independently. This framing makes cryptography feel less like an academic subject and more like a set of practical locks and seals used in a digital setting. The book also clarifies limits. Cryptography can confirm that something is consistent with rules and keys, but it cannot guarantee that outside information is true. That distinction matters for use cases such as asset tokenization or supply chain tracking, where the hardest problem is often the trustworthiness of data entering the system. Thirdly, distributed networks, consensus, and why agreement is hard. Another key topic is how decentralized participants can agree on a shared history without a central referee. The book explains the challenges of distributed systems, including delays, conflicting information, and the possibility of malicious actors. From there, it introduces the idea of consensus mechanisms as structured procedures that let a network converge on one accepted version of events. By keeping the discussion non-technical, Drescher emphasizes intuition. Consensus is about making it costly or impractical to rewrite history, while allowing honest participants to coordinate. Readers are guided to understand why block creation, validation, and propagation matter, and why finality is not always immediate in open networks. The book also highlights that consensus is not only a technical process, but also a governance choice that shapes security, performance, and decentralization. This perspective helps readers evaluate claims about speed, scalability, and energy usage, since those properties are tied to the chosen method of reaching agreement. By learning the underlying coordination problem, readers can better judge whether blockchain is necessary or whether a traditional database and clear authority would be simpler and safer. Fourthly, incentives, security, and the economics of honest behavior. Blockchains are often described as trustless, but the book helps readers see that they are better understood as systems that reshape trust through incentives and verifiability. Drescher discusses why participants might contribute resources, follow rules, and police the network, especially when no single organization controls it. This leads to an accessible explanation of security as an economic balance. Attacks become unlikely when they are too expensive relative to potential gains and when honest participation is rewarded. Readers learn how transaction validation, block production, and network maintenance can be aligned with self-interest and why this alignment matters for long-term stability. The book also encourages readers to consider attack models, such as attempts to rewrite history or censor transactions, and to see that risk depends on network size, distribution of power, and market conditions. By focusing on incentives, the book equips business and policy readers to ask better questions. Who pays for security? Who benefits? What happens when rewards change? And how might concentration of power undermine stated decentralization goals? This practical lens is crucial for evaluating real projects beyond marketing. Lastly, use cases, misconceptions, and how to decide. If blockchain fits, the book does not treat blockchain as a universal solution. Instead, it provides conceptual tools for distinguishing situations where a blockchain may help from those where it adds complexity without value. Readers are guided to focus on the underlying problem. Is there a need for a shared record across multiple parties who do not fully trust each other? And is it desirable to reduce reliance on a central administrator? From this foundation, the book helps dismantle common misconceptions, such as the idea that blockchain automatically guarantees truth, privacy, or efficiency. It clarifies that blockchains excel at making records hard to change and easy to verify, but they can be slower and more costly than centralized systems. This part of the book is especially useful for decision makers who encounter proposals involving supply chains, identity, payments, smart contracts, or audit trails. By understanding the required assumptions and trade-offs, readers can avoid expensive experiments driven by hype. The framework also supports clearer communication between technical teams and stakeholders because it gives non-technical readers the vocabulary to ask precise questions about trust boundaries, governance, data inputs, and operational risk. In conclusion, this book is best suited for curious beginners, business professionals, managers, consultants, students, and policy-minded readers who need to understand blockchain well enough to evaluate opportunities and risks without becoming developers. It benefits the reader's life by replacing buzzwords with a working mental model. You learn what problems blockchain can solve, what it cannot solve, and what hidden costs appear when decentralization is treated as a goal rather than a tool. That clarity helps in meetings, investment discussions, product planning, and personal learning, because you can ask grounded questions about trust, verification, governance, incentives, and data quality. Compared with many introductory blockchain books that either dive into code too quickly or stay at a superficial marketing level, Drescher's 25-step structure offers a disciplined pathway that builds genuine understanding while staying non-technical. It is worth buying because it equips you to judge claims across different blockchain platforms, not just memorize terminology tied to one ecosystem. The payoff is practical. You become better at separating realistic applications from hype and at communicating blockchain concepts clearly to others. If you would like to support Daniel Drescher, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.